Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Arlie Gordon of Unity Design and the National Black Teen Empowerment Expo. And in this new year, as always, it is my calling to help prove that Black America has all the necessary resources to improve the quality of life and learning for our children. And as always, the show is produced by acclaimed historian, educator, and author Leslie Gist Etheridge and serves as a weekly live online discussion so that we may celebrate the African American experience by honoring all the people, past and present, Black and white, who are, through faith and focus, preserving our rich history through literature, the arts, the skilled trades, the crafts, and the humanities. And just as a 411, I want to let our listeners know that Leslie will be a featured speaker at the Still Family Fundraiser on Saturday, February 5th, in the Black historical town of Lawnside, New Jersey. We encourage you to come on out and support. For more information, please contact Mrs. Young at area code 609-540-2675. Again, that number is 609-540-2675. As always, we'd like to thank you for joining us tonight, and we welcome you to be a part of the conversation by calling in with your comments to 347-324-5552. We are honored to be joined tonight by poet and author Barbara Haskins, who will discuss with us, among other topics, her inspirational book of poetry entitled Let New Woman Rise. Thank you to the welcome to the Gist of Freedom. Good sister, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. How are you? And Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thank you so much. And tell us, before we begin, because I'd like you to open with some of your powerful poetry, tell us a little bit about the book, Let New Woman Rise, if you'd be so divine.
Okay, the book is a gift to me from my daughter, who is my publisher. It came as kind of a surprise. She doesn't live in New York, and I do, and she simply said, "Mom, why don't you send some of your stuff out? Let me take a look at it." And in the interim, I lost my youngest sister, and she comforted me by saying, "Don't worry, you're going to have a good year," which was 2005, and the book dropped in 2005, a life-changing experience, you know. I had been, you know, writing and just kind of doing light stuff, and as a lot of authors do, you know, the poetry sat around in a box, shopping bag, and whatever. And I sent her these poems, which was just a part of what, you know, which means there's a second book on the way. But that's how it came about. It was a really beautiful thing. And I give credit to her and my family. My grandson did the typing. And so it was kind of like a family affair. And here it is today. And I'm on your show as a result. And Leslie, I want to give props to Leslie and thank her so much for her book, which is all of us who are involved in the history and raising the images of our people and letting the young people know who we really are and our creativity. So this book has traveled all over. You know, it sells online. You can order it from Barnes & Noble. You can go to Amazon.com, et cetera. And the title is kind of like Let a New Woman Rise, but however, when you get a copy and get into it, you'll find that's the title poem, but there really is something in the book for everybody. It was reviewed in the Amsterdam News here in New York, and it was said that it's like across the board kind of poetry. It talks about, you know, something for the children, something for black men who are under the hammer or 24/7, et cetera. So I'm, like I said, very proud of the efforts of my daughter and the poetry. As writers and as poets, we do things sometimes that they come very easily, and then when people read them and you're able to inspire people, you kind of get encouraged to keep going with it. So that's what's happening with me. I continue to write, to lecture, to do things, particularly for our young people. And that's the story of the book, actually.
Well, that sounds like quite a wonderful story. I'm certainly appreciative of the fact that this is a family effort, a collective effort among your family in support of some of the tribulations that we experience in life, and being able to take those tribulations to triumph. And I think it speaks quite eloquently to you as the matriarch of the family, and we certainly commend you.
Thank you for
fighting the good fight. What I'd like to do is start out with some of your poetry. We're going to have you recite a poem about your faith, your Lord, your God, whatever he or she or it is to you. And then we're going to work our way to a poem about black inventors, which is certainly another topic we'd like to discuss with you. So I'm going to pass the mic to you graciously, as I'm sure you have more of a way with words than yours truly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the poetess, Barbara Haskins.
Okay, I'm going to begin with this little one that it was actually, I wrote this, it's called Word, and this is a poem that I wrote for a young lady who her son was to recite poetry or do something on a play, and she asked me, could I write something for him? And I wrote this, and it's simply called Word, and it says, Joseph was a shepherd, Mary was his wife. Their man-child was born to give us eternal life. The animals stood quite still. Not one sound was heard. Three black men crossed the desert to bring him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What is his name? They asked his mother. Call him the King of Kings, Jesus the Messiah, she replied. There will be no other. To save the world, he had to die. Study his word, the holy book. It will tell you why. And that's just word, word up, as the rappers say, that's word up. Jesus is the word, and as far as I'm concerned. And then we move over to the inventors. And I'm so excited about it, Brother David Head. I met David in 2006 and reconnected with him in the middle of 2010, I could say last year now. And in this poem that I'm going to read now, I speak of Randall T. Woods, not knowing when I wrote the poem that I would ever meet a brother who had a passion for Granville G. Woods, to the point that he has a Granville G. Woods Foundation, and he works for the Transit Authority. He was instrumental in getting Granville G. Woods' face on the Metro card in 2006. He has a T-shirt and caps, and he has the same passion for Granville G. Woods as I told him that I had for Richard Allen, who was the founder of the earliest black church that I know of, known as the AME Church, or the African Methodist Episcopal Church. So this poem speaks to not only Granville G. Woods, but other inventors, but particularly Granville G. Woods, because I am now in possession of one of those Metro cards from 2006. I told Brother Head that I'm going to have it laminated and wear it as I speak about him, and perhaps bring him on to a TV show that I do, a local TV show, which at this point we'll be calling, it's Fade to Black, but Fade to Black will be covering me in what I call the African Holy Ghost fallout shelter, because in war we need a fallout shelter, and there is a war in America on us. So this brings me to a poem that I wrote called They Stole It, But. Stop this subway car. Stop it right now. Okay, everybody off. Granville T. Woods is here to reclaim his third rail. Garrett Morgan, too, say he wanted back his traffic signal and gas mask. The whole world is in gridlock shock. Lordy mercy, ain't no more slaves for sale. White folks is wearing rags on their feet because Mr. Mexican say his shoe boot is designed for marching down Freedom Street. And Brother Woods is back again, snatched up his telephone transmitter. Rednecks ain't calling no place no more, asking why are the niggers so bitter. Missy Ann, too, she real hard-pressed the way some folk told it. Sarah Boone took back her ironing board and told her to her face, from now on, Missy girl, your drawers gonna have to be folded. Africans reclaiming inventions all over the place, far too many to mention. America knows she would be up the creek without a paddle were it not for our African scientific attention. Old Glory just ought to hide her face for all those inventions that she stole. The truth is now today, it will be told by me. Oh, yes, and George Washington Carver, his peanut thing reached 103. Thank you very much.
And you talk about, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Oh, okay, good, because we know that technology can be as fickle as kinfolk at times, so I want to make sure I'm still on the air with you. That was a very powerful poem. And, you know, the show really is about doing a more consistent job of connecting not only our communities of adults, but specifically in my work, our children, to their inherent greatness through a greater understanding of our history and heritage and culture and all of the majestic and marvelous contributions that we've made, not only in this country, but, you know, throughout the world. And just so that you know, David Head is a very good friend of mine. I had him speak at one of my presentations a few years ago. He does a very wonderful skit, I would suggest. He role plays. He actually dresses up like Granville T. Woods and goes into schools and talks to our young about this brother who very few know about, black, white, or purple, for that matter. And it's really through efforts like yours that we begin to bring people again who have contributed so much to not just black people, but to this country and beyond.
Yes, I agree. And the children, whatever, black, white, yellow, red, whoever they are, the young people need to know they are so talented. And it's across the board. It's not just us. It's about children who never get the opportunity, you know, in our jacked up school system and all that. And you're right, David. David has that passion, and when we discussed that same idea, he mentioned it when we were talking about him going into the schools like that, and I reminded him of the brother who I think he actually came out of prison, and he would do the Frederick Douglass, you know, that whole thing about speaking for the 4th of July, and he had the white hair and the, you know, the clothing and everything, and he cloned, or would we say channeled, Frederick Douglass, and I think David Head does the same thing, because when you have that kind of passion, these people become a part of your spirit, and you become a part of theirs, and
yes.
It makes it very easy. And he's just marvelous. I tell you, and he's talking about leaving New York. I'm like, no, not right now.
No, we need to keep him here for a week, because we still have some more work to do,
exactly.
You know, in our communities, on our streets, and for our children. So we're gonna have to keep him here for a little bit longer, and then you know, allow him to touch other lives in a very powerful and significant way. Before we wrap up tonight's show, I will provide contact information for David Head if there are any listeners interested in learning more about the wonderful work that he's contributing in helping our inventors live through the minds, mouths, souls, and hearts of present-day people like us. And so we're definitely going to talk a little bit about that as well, okay?
Yes, and I appreciate that. And as I told David, I also appreciate our president for acknowledging the science, the children all across America who were challenged to come up with the science of science fairs, and to know that on his watch, if you do your science and do it well, you have a great opportunity of perhaps meeting the President of the United States, and that's something that hasn't been focused on until now, as far as I'm concerned. Barack Obama has done that for the young people, and it was just marvelous to see what he did with the children, inspiring them to look at science in another way, and it's very easy, it's not that hard, and the more we bring forth these inventors and other people, you know, the more we'll get from our young people, because indeed they are our future, and I look forward to all of it. You know, that's what this new year is about in my life, is just focusing, and I've spent 32 years in the classroom with them, and I know that there are some young geniuses walking around who just haven't been made aware of who they are.
Amen. Amen. And I would suggest, as I often do, that every child is and has a gift or gifts. And it's simply up to us as communities of adults to help every child find or define his or her gift, his or her purpose.
Exactly.
And that's how we build brighter futures and a better planet for all people.
No, that's right.
What I'd like to do is quickly just put it out there to our listeners that our producer, Leslie, does such a wonderful job every show of bringing to light through images and illustrations and old photographs the topics of our weekly discussion. And so I want to make sure that we let people know to visit www.blogtalkradio.com/TheAntiqueEShow. You can also simply just search blogtalkradio.com by typing in the Gist of Freedom, and it will take you to the slideshow again that Leslie does such a wonderful job of creating for every special guest who visits with us on the Gist of Freedom is Faith. So please make sure to take a look at that if you are in front of your computer, or in these days you can be in front of a phone and do it. So, you know, let's get to it. Anyway, let's talk a little bit more about your book. Would you like to share with us another poem? Is there something specific?
You know how poets are. You know, we just we're like bated breath. I can't wait till he asks for another one. But while you were speaking about Leslie, bless her heart, this website is fabulous, and you know, these inventors are passing my face as I speak to you. As we spoke of the children, I want to do this one that I wrote. There are a couple in here for young people, but this one I think it's my pick. It's called The Power of Will. It says simply, yes, you can go to Hampton U, Yale, and not jail. Yes, you can go to Morehouse or Rutgers and not Rikers, Grambling or Penn State and not State Penn. You can stop the black-on-black killing and be willing to learn about your genius self. Africa is here to stay. I'm here to say, got no more time to play. It's time to begin. Let's get down to it. No culture, no win. My brothers, my sisters, please check this out. There is no big red S burning across my chest. word to mother, we definitely cannot fly. But our superman power, mind power, built the pyramids, wonder of the world, on the slave trader's dollar bill. Eternal proof of African genius touches the sky. Stay, I say stay in school, don't be a fool. Be all you can be, waste no more time. Just put your mind to it. Get up now, I say. Say I can, and then do it. This is a fact. Get it on the cap. You must keep African eyes on the prize, always on positive, productive track, because your ancestors have got your back. Word, you be young, gifted, and black. That's where it's at. Up, you mighty race. You can accomplish what you will.
Wow. That is not only powerful, but it's also so profound. You know, you talked about the time that you spent as a teacher, or in the classroom. I'm assuming that you were a teacher. I don't want to take that for granted.
Teaching other teachers how to teach our children.
But, you know, but the thing that you mentioned is you talk about our school system. I often suggest that it's their school system. It's not our school system. I think that not only more so than our children failing, it really is about their school system and their educational system failing our children.
Amen.
And I'm sure we can dedicate a whole conversation and whole show to that perspective, if you will. I think the statistics, the numbers, the outcomes speak for themselves when we have so many young people going from schoolyards to prison yards.
The pipeline.
A tightrope, you know, and too many of our children are falling, and it's certainly something that we need to actively look at in terms of solutions to redirect our young generation.
And I salute Brother Canada in that sense. He's doing a great job.
Yes, and you know, there are so many of us, and I often wonder if there's so many of us doing the good work. I mean, Leslie's a teacher. You've been teaching. I'm certainly a youth advocate. We have youth movements taking place and forming all over the country, and it's really about looking at better ways to connect to our community and our city of youth resources, and then consistently connecting our young people to them with the belief that too many children fall on negative streets when we fail to put positive and productive options and opportunities on their path.
Right. And, you know, and I sincerely believe that the African or African-American or black church will be held accountable, you know, because we have the so-called mega churches and churches on each corner. And as a part of Fade to Black, I'm going in the street when the weather changes here in New York. And I will be asking any church, I'm knocking on doors, I'm waiting outside for them to come out with my camera in their face. What are you doing inside this church of yours to help our young people? Do you lock up at 2 o'clock after the last service and go home and that's it until next Sunday? Or I want to see your program, because that was our Underground Railroad in the beginning, and I sincerely believe that the church is one of the places that will be held accountable for some of what is happening or not happening for our children.
That's a buzzword of mine, is accountability, good sister. Let's go back to talk a little bit more. You mentioned Jeffrey Canada. Share with our listeners a little bit more about him based on what you know of him. I will certainly chime in as appropriate, so that way we're not just dropping names, but we're dropping claims, okay?
Jeffrey Canada is the brother who came out of the corporate world and decided he wanted to change the way children were being educated in New York, and he has something here called the Children's Zone. You know, and I have not met him, although he did come to our church for a men's conference, and I wasn't privy at the time to meet him personally. But his works, you know, they've already done a film on him. I'm sure you've heard about the film.
Waiting for Superman.
Thank you.
You're
Brother's
welcome,
doing a super job. And one of the things that I like about what he has is a college for parents. He's teaching parents how to parent, you know. He's just gone over the top with it. And as we lose our chancellor, Joel Klein, who was put in over the miseducation system here in New York, and we get a sister in who private educated, hasn't been inside a public school until she got this new job. Jeffrey Canada has gotten money from the corporate world and has done a magnanimous job. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made the film. They haven't made a film about our super wealthy mayor, nor have they made one about Joel D. Klein. But they have one made one about Brother Canada, and I love what he's doing, his connection to the parents, to understanding, even though he's out of the corporate, the humanness of him and his super sensitivity to the needs of these children. It's just not about a name. And see, he's worked. See, the money he's gotten from the corporate, and he's made it work. And it's out there. It's out there. The film speaks for itself. So that,
yes.
I just love what he's doing. And if we could clone him, he would be the first one. He reminds me of the brother with the baseball bat in Jersey that they made a film about as well. I've forgotten his name as well. But yeah,
I want to see Joe Williams, but I'm not quite sure that I got the right one. Maybe Leslie will whisper in my ear and let me know.
Exactly.
Joe Clark. There you go.
Yeah,
I knew she would.
Clark.
She would know it.
Yeah.
She's a walking encyclopedia.
Exactly.
That's her school is Eastside.
His school
so she's
is Harlem.
Whispering in my ear all of the details.
Okay.
Now,
right.
You know, we don't have too much time. We got 5 minutes left, and you're right. Jeffrey Canada is doing fantastic work. We really need to understand that all of us are youth resources, but
yeah.
We need to be active youth resources. Again,
love
Black America does have all of the required resources to improve the quality of life and learning for our children. We just
yeah.
have to creatively, strategically, but most importantly, actively apply and supply those resources to our babies.
And I believe, like I say all the time, love is an action verb. So if you love these children, love yourself, and love the Lord,
right.
you will get the job done. It's called action. And my daughter
right.
say, Mommy, you're just an old activist. And I'm like, well, thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to keep on because I'm breathing.
We're doing the good work and fighting the good fight every day. So let's jump into your Fade to Black show, because you mentioned that earlier in our conversation,
yeah.
and
yeah.
I'd like to hear more about it.
A Fade to Black is a QPTV, Public Access Queens Public Television show that the Lord has placed me. Lord, I need a storefront. I live in a mini museum. I've got all these things, whips, shotguns, all kinds of things that talks about history, kerosene lamps, you name it. And instead of a storefront, God said, well, look, how about a TV show? So I connected with a brother. It's called Fade to Black. And beginning this very month, I'll be doing a weekly series I'm calling the African Holy Ghost Fallout Shelter, because when there's war on you, we need, when there's war on one needs a fallout shelter. So
mm-hmm.
the war is
turned
on us.
I.e. a bomb shelter? Is that to what you're alluding, my sister?
Well, a Holy Ghost, African Holy Ghost fallout shelter, the bombs are AIDS, the bombs are teen pregnancy, the bombs are drugs, you name the war that's on us. The war is the pipeline, the bomb is the pipeline from kindergarten to jail, prepping our children with the security officers, getting them ready to fill the prison industrial complex. I chair an organization called Citizens Against Recidivism, Stop the Revolving Door. We go in prison, do preventive. Prisoners come out. We have a celebration every year for ex-felons who've come out who are working. When Pataki took the education system out of the prisons, the glasses that I wear are made by my cousin who learned how to make them in prison, and now he functions under one of the largest glass companies, eyeglass companies in New York. So Fade to Black will be covering those kind of things. We will be introducing books to people to read. We will be presenting music for them to, you know, for our family to be aware of, message music. So we're going to come into the fallout shelter and sort of get ourselves spiritually, mentally ready, culturally prepared to fight back.
That's what we must do. And it is a good fight. It is the very reason that each of us was put on this planet, to be the blessing. We can spend times being apathetic and paralyzed in the problems, but it's only through putting forth solutions that we are going to reach brighter futures and a better tomorrow for all of us, for our communities, for our children, for our people and planet.
And you know, it's like a Sankofa thing, because if we look back, our ancestors have actually given us most of what we need to fight back. We just haven't looked back and picked it up in terms of economic withdrawal, you know, stop shop, you know, BP. We should never have been buying, you know, gasoline from BP. The ones that are, you know, spill, you know, we should never have been pulling up into those stations with that little sunburst saying BP buying, you know what I mean? Our ancestors have given us everything that we need, so this will be a reminder to the family. Like, we know what we should do. We know that we should focus on education. We know that we should stop shopping on Christmas Eve, buying those little white dolls and garbage and, you know, books. They had this little baby on YouTube, and he said, "What the heck is this?" His mother had given him a book. He said, "Who gets books on Christmas?" It was, you know, it was hilarious. But in our case, you know,
it's
what
true.
I mean.
It's true. That's right. And you mentioned the fact that, again, you know, we know right from wrong. Awareness is really the first step to execution.
Yes, and self-hatred. We've been steeped, stewed, fried, boiled, baked, and
bamboozled. Bamboozled. That's one of my favorite words.
Hoodwinked.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am. What I want you to do, we only have about a minute left. I'd like you to share, if you would, good sister, more information. Number one, where can people get your book? You mentioned it earlier in the show.
You can order it at Barnes & Noble's, Let a New Woman Rise, Barbara Haskins. You can go to Amazon.com. Get it there, 4465press.com. You can order it from the publisher, 4465 Press.
And Sister Haskins, if people want to reach out to you, do you have an email address or a phone number that you'd like to share?
Yes, BH Poetess, B as in Barbara Haskins, Poetess at yahoo.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And let's talk a little bit about how people can learn more about Fade to Black, your upcoming show.
Getting
an email
Warner.
Sufficient?
I'm sorry?
Is the email that you just gave us sufficient?
Yes, I will respond to any email and give you, because every year they rotate the channels that we're on.
Okay.
And I haven't gotten the January, the channels that we'll be on for 2011. So if anyone would wish to email me, I will get back to them with the channels. And it's basically a Queens, it's basically shown in Queens, but I got a letter from a brother that said he saw it in South Carolina. So God is taking care of
we do our best, and our faith will do the rest. Well, I want to personally thank you for the wonderful work. Let's also put it out there, the David L. Head Foundation, he is doing wonderful work to reconnect, if not replicate, our children and the life of Granville T. Woods, who is primarily responsible, if I'm not mistaken, for building the New York City subway system.
The third rail. He invented the third rail. He also invented the first electric roller coaster, that figure eight thing. Named for him in Coney Island.
That's right.
Yes.
His number is 917-517-1770. David L. Head, 917-517-1770. Sister Haskins, thank you so much for joining us. I personally want to thank you for the great work that you're doing with too much of our population in the incarceration. You know, it's modern-day slavery as far as I'm concerned, but again, that's for another show. I want you to stay happy, healthy, blessed, and buoyant in the wonderful work that you are doing. And on behalf of Leslie and me, we'd like to thank you for joining us on The Gift of Freedom is Faith.
Been my honor, my brother. Take good care and all the best in 2011.
Thank you. You too. And we'd like to make those same wishes to our listeners. And to close out the show, I want to share with our listeners that too many of our children are unjustly going down rather than just growing up in a society seemingly more intent in turning them into prisoners and prostitutes rather than positive, productive people. Only by taking matters into our own hearts and hands to uplift our young generation can we hope to create brighter futures for our people and planet. As I always suggest, if you are not a part of that progress, you are nothing more than a part of the problem. Thank you for listening to another edition of The Gift of Freedom is Faith. Please join us Thursday nights and Sunday nights, and we look forward to building brighter futures for all of us on an ongoing basis. Thank you, and blessings to all.
Amen.